Thank you for listening to Gateway City Church Online today. We hope this message will be a blessing to you and draw you closer to God. Here are some highlights and prophetic ministry from this service.
Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, I sense that season of restoration for many people here today. Some people here have been just like, you felt like you've been on the shelf for a while. Like you're on the sidelines, you're benched. Just kind of in the background and not really in the game. But I hear the Spirit of God talking right now. And several of you in here, Micah, I haven't met you, but I'm telling you something. Your greatest days are ahead, brother. Are you hearing me, Micah? Micah, the hand of the Lord is on you. Hand of the Lord's on your father too. And this is a time of restoration for both of you. God's doing a very special work. John and Jerry, I sense this really strong for you. It's like the enemy came and just tried to take stuff from you. But God is going to restore. He's going to restore. And I see your mouth opening. I see you ministering. I see the power of the Holy Spirit on you. I see the presence of God on you. Everybody just lift your hands for another minute. Lord, restore me. Restore me. Lord, just restore me. Just restore me. Make me stronger than ever. Eli, Samora, you and your wife, I just see a springtime for you right now. A mighty springtime. It's like you've been in winter. But there is a sunshine and a blossoming and a clear sky thing going over you. Right now, there's an open heaven over you right now. Lord says, ask me for what you want because my power is very near. I'm touching you. I'm working in your heart. And you can feel this resurrection springtime thing. Lift your hands to the Lord, everybody. Lord, restore me, restore me, restore me. Thank you. Father, I bless your people. I bless your people, Lord. I bless your people. Ryan, your best days are ahead. You hear me, Ryan? Your best days are ahead. You're slated. You're slated for pillar activity. You're slated for girder activity. You're going to be a strength to your generation. You're going to be a strength to this house. You're going to be a strength in the kingdom. And God says, I'm going to use you both in the house and in the marketplace. My hand is on you. Lord, we thank you for your mighty power that moves, Lord, in our lives, Lord, restoring us and strengthen us. And now, Lord, as we go into your word, we ask, Lord, that you would drill down into the very needs of our hearts, Lord. Touch every single person that needs a touch. We bless you, Father. We praise you. And everybody said amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap this morning for his goodness? Thank you, worship team. Or I hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to his people. Hear the word of the Lord. Let him who has ears hear. I come to announce today a new chapter. I come to announce today a new season. For the Lord your God is closing the book on the old. The Lord says, forget those things of the former season. Let go of the pain of yesterday. Let go of the hurt and the disappointment of yesterday, because I'm coming to make all things new. Behold, I do something new in your life, and it begins now. Now, the Lord would say, now is the time. Now is the day. Now is the moment that I have brought you to, says the Lord, where I will begin to shift and change and redirect. For as it has been, that is not the way it will be. I'm doing something new. So open up your hearts and open up to a brand new season and open up to a brand new chapter, because it has not yet been done, all that I have purposed for you. Many are discouraged. Many are broken. Many are living in the power of a previous season. But I, the Lord, am a God of surprises. I am a God of suddenly. And I say to you, I brought you to this place today to begin something brand new in your life. So walk with me. Trust in me. Believe in me, says the Lord, and I will do a new thing in this new season for all my people, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I think we ought to say praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Lord. How many want something new? If you want something new, shout hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Tell somebody next to you, Tell somebody next to you, it's a new day. It's a new day. Go ahead, just tell them that. It's a new day. Get ready for something new. Praise God. Thank you, worship team.
Now let's go into the service for today's message.
I want to welcome everybody into the auditorium here. And if you're listening online, we are now HD online, so that's pretty special. Unfortunately, that means you're going to be able to see all of my facial flaws. But welcome online, and if you're in the cafe, praise the Lord. There's a teaching outline next to you. You can grab that. That'll help you kind of stay with me. And if I forget to say something, you'll get everything that I was supposed to say. We like to just kind of flow that way. We're moving into a season, a very special season, as you heard earlier in the service, that this Saturday, this Friday night for the youth, and this Saturday morning and afternoon, we have prophetic ministry call-out sessions where people are going to be receiving personal prophetic ministry. It's a great blessing. I'll explain a little bit more about that before the service is over, but we do want you to get registered. I hope that you're planning to attend. It's Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon for sessions, and then next Sunday morning in the first service. So usually you would choose whether you come to the first or the second, but since it's conference time, I'm encouraging everyone next Sunday to come, if they can, to both morning services, because the first service will be Apostle Emmanuel Canastracy sharing, and he's going to be talking about healing, and who knows what will happen in that service. That's going to be a beautiful service. He walked in the healing anointing and still walks in it, but walked for many decades through miracles and signs and wonders. He'll be talking about that in the first service. In the second service, our special guest, you've never met him before, but he's my close friend, Pastor Eric Butler from the East Coast. He's coming and he's going to minister on the prophetic. And then Sunday night, we have a very special service. So the whole weekend, it's probably the high point of our year. So I hope you're making your plans to be there. And what I'd like to share this morning, I think, will help us to understand the prophetic stream and what God does through that dimension that we call prophetic, that the Holy Spirit speaks, that He communicates and He talks. And that's what I'd like to share with share with you for a few minutes this morning. We're going to begin in the book of Acts. The book of Acts is the history of the early church. It's the story of how things ought to be in church, because how it was in the beginning is just the beginning of where God wants to take the body of Christ. And as you would remember from your Bible reading and from other messages you've heard, that on the day of Pentecost, the followers of Jesus were in an upper room where he had told them to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. And there they were praying, and they were all in one accord, and something marvelous began to happen. The Holy Spirit was poured out upon them. There were special tongues of fire that were over their head, kind of like a supernatural experience. The wind started blowing, and they started speaking in unknown languages, and it was just a beautiful Holy Spirit revival outpouring that took place there in Acts chapter 2. But things were happening there that people had never experienced before, and it needed some explanation. And so Peter, the apostle, stood up and he started to share. Let me tell you what's happening here on this day of Pentecost. And these are the words that he spoke. He said, "What you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel." And this is what the prophet Joel's prophecy said. The prophecy was, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people." Now, we are absolutely, definitely in the last days. These are days when God is pouring out his Holy Spirit, and he's doing it in fulfillment of his word. And the prophecy goes on. He says, "Your sons and daughters will prophesy." Everyone say prophesy. So if you have a pencil, just circle that word prophesy, because that's one thing we're going to get to this morning. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. And then it says, your young men will see visions. So circle the word visions. That's a very special word for us this morning. Prophecy, visions. And then it goes on and it says, your old men will dream. How many old men do we have here? All right. And I don't mean that like the cranky old men, like get off my lawn, old men. I just mean you're old and you're proud of it. How many guys out there, all right? So what's the fulfillment for you? Old men will dream what? Dreams, all right? So we should be dreaming. This is Bible language for everybody. young and old, male and female, should be experiencing these things. Prophecy, visions, and dreams. And he says, in those days I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike. And they will, what? They will prophesy. So what's happening here? What's going on here? The Holy Spirit has been poured out. Just as Jesus said, he said, go to that upper room and wait. The Holy Spirit was poured out. And then Peter stands up and he says, this is exactly what the scripture told us would happen. And in the course of explaining that event of the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he quotes Joel. And Joel's prophecy was about an end time revival, an end time outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the church, but not just upon the church, but upon all flesh, all people. And so Peter says, when the Holy Spirit is being poured out, young men and young women and old men and old women and men and women alike and sons and daughters, everybody, all flesh, is going to experience this beautiful outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So when he says all flesh, that means it's for you. This is for you. God's reviving touch, his healing touch, his prophetic touch is for you. And we are living in those days. It's an end time revival right now, marked by prophecy, visions, and dreams. Isaiah saw it. Many prophets saw this outpouring, saw the days that we're living in right now, where the Holy Spirit is being poured out. And Isaiah saw it in Isaiah chapter 35, says springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams, that's our conference themes, streams will water the wasteland. Some of you feel like you're living in a wasteland, the way your life has gone, the way circumstances have turned in your life, and maybe it's sickness or it's a financial problem, and you find yourself like in a desert, like in a wasteland. But let me tell you something about God. He knows how to bring streams into the deserts. He knows how to water us and satisfy us and meet us right where we are. God isn't for successful people. Water and rivers and the Holy Spirit isn't for people that have everything they need. Rivers are for thirsty people. Rivers are for people that need refreshing. How many here just need refreshing in God? So the promise is that this is for you, that you would be deeply refreshed and touched and helped by the Holy Spirit in your life. And I pray that God will use Gateway City Church to bring refreshing to you, that the desert experience of your life or your story, however it is, that God would use our atmosphere, this beautiful culture, this church experience that we have together as we worship, and that we're in small groups and we're in classes together and forming friendships, that'll just be like a river of God's blessing that will touch your life and bless you in a special way. Well, today I want to talk about something very interesting, and that is what I see in this second chapter of Acts is that God is a communicator. God is quite a talker. You might not know that about God, but when he says, I'll pour out my spirit upon all people, and there will be prophecies, visions, and dreams, well, what he's saying is, I want to talk to people. I want to reveal myself. I want to communicate with my creation. And I know that some people might think, well, God doesn't really speak. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that God would communicate. That might even be a sign of mental illness if you think God is talking to you. But is that the message of the Bible? Or is God actually quite a talker? He actually communicates, and he does very, very well. He communicates continuously. If you would go through the story of the Old Testament, you'd see that he speaks all the time. From the very beginning, God was walking in the garden with Adam and Eve and conversing with them. In the Old Testament, he spoke through creation. He spoke through angels. He spoke through prophets. All of the Old Testament scriptures, most of them, were God speaking through prophets. He spoke through dreams in the Old Testament. He spoke through visions. He spoke to a man named Moses through a burning bush. He was talking, right? There were signs. There were miracles. He spoke through, one time, writing appeared on a wall in the book of Daniel. A message from God written supernaturally across a wall. He spoke through a donkey, which might remind you of what you're experiencing right now this morning. I'm not sure, but he spoke through trumpets. He spoke through thunder and lightning. God spoke through smoke and storms. He spoke through a fleece with Gideon. He spoke in a still, small voice, and he spoke in many, many other ways. In the New Testament, of course, he spoke through Jesus. What was Jesus? Jesus was called the Word. It was the communication of God coming, and Jesus put flesh. He put a face on the Father, and he communicated, and he said, this is what the Father is. This is what he says. This is what he wants to do. And through his teaching and through his ministry, we got to see the Father. That was God communicating. He communicated through angels and through dreams. Pastor Chip was mentioning the Christmas story a little bit earlier in the service. If you look, just read the Christmas story. Just read the first few chapters of each of the Gospels. You will find angels and miracles and dreams and prophecies and visions. I mean, this is how God rolls. He talks. He communicates. So don't say he doesn't talk. He does. The Bible is filled with examples of dreams and visions and God speaking through prayer and through prophets and through signs and wonders and through preachers. And through his church, he even speaks through unbelievers at times. All of this is in the New Testament. God is quite a talker. The question becomes, how good of a listener am I? How good of a listener are you? Here's what I'd like us to understand this morning, that when God pours out his Spirit, just as we saw in Acts chapter 2, what is he doing? Does he want to bless us and pour out his Spirit on us to give us a feeling? Or does he just want us to have supernatural experiences just for that sake? Actually, when God pours out his Spirit, the reason he's doing it is because he's trying to communicate. God is talking. God is making his desire, his attitude toward us, his will for us. He's making himself known. How would you like to be in a friendship with someone who never spoke to you? How would you like to be in a marriage where one person in the marriage literally did not speak? They were silent all the time. Would that frustrate you a little bit? How many think that'd be pretty unfulfilling, right? Do you know that when you come into relationship with God, he's not willing to be silent? That when you start connecting with God, the God who made you, the God who formed you, the God who loves you, I promise you, he's not going to freeze you out. He's not going to shut down on you. God is a communicator, and he will talk to you. And I hope that in your career, that you could meet some great mentors and people that could guide you. And I hope that in your church experience that you would be discipled and pastored and there would be people that would help you. But there might come a time when you just can't get to the right expert in your field, or you might not be able to get to the right spiritual person or the right government person to help you. But I want to tell you something. His promise is, God says, I will never leave you and never forsake you. You will never, ever, ever lack the wisdom or understanding that you need if you learn that God is quite a talker. That God will communicate and he will guide and he will speak to you and he'll be your counselor and he'll be your helper. In Isaiah 45, verse 19, look at what he said. He said, I publicly proclaim bold promises. God's representing himself, and he says, I want you to know something about myself. I do not whisper. I'm not in some dark corner somewhere trying to hide from you. I come right out. I would not have told the people of Israel to seek me if I could not be found. He says, I, the Lord, do what? I speak. I talk. I communicate. And there in that context of Isaiah, it's like he's saying, why are you listening to these idols? Why are you bowing down? You cut a piece of wood and you shape a face and
And then you fall down in front of a piece of wood and it says nothing to you and it does nothing for you. And yet you worship it. And here I am, the God of heaven who formed you, created you, loves you. And I'm talking and you're turning to the distractions of life. Since God is a talker, he wants us to be listeners. Since God is a communicator, he wants relationship with you. Right where you are, whatever you're going through, God wants to talk to you about it. How do I raise my children? I'm a single mom. I have a strong-willed teenage daughter. How do I do this? God will help you. God will talk to you. I'm starting a new job. I've never done this before. These guys think I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. How will I do it? God will speak to you. He will guide you. You're not in over your head. Well, maybe you are, but since you have a counselor, you can make it. How many understand what I'm saying today? I tell you, we're not serving a mute God. We're not serving some God who's hiding from people. And he says, well, you're on your own. You know, figure it out on your own. I'll see you in heaven. That's not how it is. He wants to connect with you. He wants to communicate with you. He wants to speak to you. It's glorious. Now, the clearest way that we experience God's voice, of course, is in Scripture. And I've talked to you many times, and if you've been a part of our church, you've heard me say many times that the Bible is our guidebook. The Bible is our rule book. It's our guidebook. You want to know how to vote. You want to know how to be married. You want to know how to raise your children. You want to know what kind of character. You want to know what to say and what not to say. It's all right here. Get familiar with this book and learn the principles and the counsel of God. Don't worry so much about everybody's opinion. Go right to the source. Just go right to God and don't worry about all the talking heads on TV and everybody that's mad and angry and spouting off on Facebook. You find out for yourself what God is saying to you. You get into the guidebook. And God will direct you. He has this book, but he also is a communicator and he will speak through so many beautiful ways. And Scripture is one beautiful way, but here's the one that I wanted to focus on today because we were in Acts chapter 2. In those days, I will pour out my spirit and there will be prophecy, vision, and dream. So that's what I want to talk about because the language of the Holy Spirit is prophecy, vision, and dream. So here's this way. When God wants to get a point across to us, how does he do it? Well, he can do all kinds of things. But if you really understand in Scripture, three channels of communication that God uses, three ways that he makes his point is through prophecy, visions, and dreams. And if you are a person that wants to be closer to God and you want to know God's will for your life, you should understand those three channels because those are channels that God is broadcasting on. Prophecy, visions, and dream. Number one, God speaks through prophecy. Now, I've prepared a whole teaching for you. If you want to pick it up, it's free. Because today we just have a few minutes together and prophecy is a very big subject. I would like you to understand prophecy very well, especially right now because we're coming to our conference where people are going to be ministered to prophetically. So our prophetic teams who have been trained and resourced and they're a part of our church and we know them well, they will be ministering to people and people by the hundreds, actually probably 400 or 500, maybe 600 people this Saturday will receive personal prophetic ministry. Matter of fact, those of you that are in the room right now, if you're on the prophetic team for Gateway for this conference, would you please stand? If you're on the prophetic team, if you're in the cafe or wherever you are, if you're helping. All right, so these are some of the people, and there were others in the first service and others that couldn't be here today. These are some of the people that will be ministering prophetically. I want you to understand prophetic ministry very well. So I have a teaching available for you. It's all about how to respond to a prophetic word, how to evaluate a prophetic word, how to balance it. We shouldn't stifle the Holy Spirit. The Bible clearly says we should not despise prophecy. So how do we relate to this gift? What is the spirit of prophecy? What is the gift of prophecy? What's the difference between a person who prophesies and a prophet?
Is there a difference? All of that is laid out. You can get that after the service for free if you want to kind of drill down. But the point is this. The Bible says that people prophesy. For example, in 1 Corinthians 14, it's all through the New Testament, but they were prophesying like all the time in the New Testament. As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament they were. They came to Moses one day and they said, "Hey, Mo, you know, we have a pretty big group here. There's like a million of us. There's like these guys off and they're out prophesying." And you know what Moses said? Did he say, "Stop them"? No, you know what he said? He said, "I wish all of the Lord's people were prophesying. I would love my word," God says, "to be in your mouth." The Bible says we should seek love, but even that we should also seek the gift of prophecy. It's a beautiful blessing. And a prophecy is, well, you heard a prophecy just before I started this message, for example. That was a prophetic word. Maybe that connected with you. Maybe that was something that inspired you, comforted you, helped you in your life, helped you to be aware of what God was doing. And this is how God rolls. He speaks through prophecy, and it's a very important part of our church life. I've had the privilege of being a part of this church since I was 14. I gave my heart to the Lord in this church. I met my wife in this church. I've been pastored by a man who understands the voice of God, that God is a talker, that he's a communicator, that he speaks to us in prayer and through prophecy. And this prophetic touch got on my life and gets on our lives together as you come into this atmosphere. And it's a prophetic atmosphere, and God speaks, and we believe in that. And I've been ministering since I was 18 years old, 17, giving messages and giving prophetic words. And people put me on airplanes and fly me to different places so that I will prophesy over them. It's a part of my ministry, and it's a part of our church. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Oklahoma City, and in the first service, I ministered to a few people and prophesied. And just like that, just before I spoke, I was there in Oklahoma City, and there was a man sitting in the front row. I knew him to be a leader, and I prophesied over him, and I said, I felt so strong that he was going to have connection with people in the Muslim world, and that God was going to use him to somehow impact the Muslim world. Now, how would I know that? It's just like I know, it's like a memory. To me, prophecy is like a memory that I'm flooded with. It's just like an awareness. I know it. I'm not making it up. It just comes to me involuntarily. And I knew this about this man. And I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to give him this prophetic word after the service. Now, that's a pretty wild thing to say to somebody, right? After the service, he comes to me, he says, "You would not believe, thank you for that prophecy, you would not believe the courage that gives me." He said, just this week, he said, "I've never had any dealings anywhere inside the Muslim world." He's a leader, but he's never been inside the Muslim world. He said, "Just this week, a man who I do not know contacted me and invited me to begin ministering in the Muslim world. And he said, this man is so wanted by ISIS and violent, extreme Muslims that he cannot ever disclose. He has full-time security, and he cannot disclose his address. Nobody even knows where this man lives because he's so wanted." And he said, when he contacted me and invited me to be a part of his ministry, I thought, do I want to step into that situation, right? But because that prophetic word touched him, it like encouraged him in a way, okay, this is God, I'll take that step. Now, I'm not saying that we have prophecies five times a day, or, you know, everything we do is we need a prophecy for. I'm just saying that one of the channels that God uses is the gift of prophecy. And it's a beautiful thing to behold. And it's a part of our church, and it can be a part of your life because it's a part of the end time outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants us to hear his voice. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 5. If God didn't speak, would he put this in the Bible? "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If your gift is prophecy, then let us," what? Everybody say, "Let us prophesy." Now look, in your church, if you're not used to prophecy, okay, that's fine. If you want to be a part of a church that doesn't prophesy, that's probably fine with me too. Hey, but let us prophesy. Let us prophesy in proportion to what? Our faith. Now, those of you that stood a few minutes ago, you're going to be ministering prophetically. Let me give you a key to prophecy. It's faith.
If you believe, you can prophesy. If you believe God has called you to do it, you don't have to be nervous that it won't happen. God will give you a word. And in our church, we've trained people to minister prophetically. We love the fire of the Holy Spirit, but we also are good at building fireplaces. How many of you know every fire needs a fireplace? Otherwise, it'll burn the house down. Amen. So we put our nice fireplace in so that when the fire of the Holy Spirit is there, it doesn't burn people's lives down. So we train people how to prophesy, how to be gracious, how to be loving, how to really flow in a biblical way to really build up a person's life and not damage them. So that's what's beautiful. That's so beautiful that you can learn to prophesy. You can be trained and raised up. Pastor John, I think, just finished a course of training 70 people. What month was it? August? In the month of August, in September, 70 people were trained in our church to learn how to prophesy. This is something that's been happening for decades in our church. And it's beautiful. It's balanced. Okay, so that's number one. God speaks through prophecy. Then number two, God speaks through visions. Now, visions are something unusual. That's something different. These are, what is a vision? A vision could be just a picture that the Holy Spirit pops into your mind. Something that just, it's like an impression. You could say it's like a memory, but you're just aware of it. And God can do this in a person's life. That doesn't mean you're falling on the ground and foaming at the mouth and going into a trance or anything like that. It's just like a faith picture that God may give you. Years and years ago, before we were in this beautiful 66,000 square foot building that we are so grateful to the Lord for, we were in a much smaller building. Time was running out. We needed to move. And as I thought about it and dreamed about it, the building that we were in was kind of a churchy building, different than this building. This is like an industrial building. The building that we had before was kind of churchy with stained glass windows and all that. But the building that I saw in my mind was just like this. And it was before we ever had this. I saw this building before I ever saw it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was a faith picture in my mind. I don't always know when God is speaking to me. I'm not always totally sure. You have to be careful because, you know, you got to discern sometimes your own voice, your own imagination from something that God really is planting in there. But that just, it was a picture that was in my mind. And then we got involved in a long story, and I won't tell you all the story, but then the day came that we found this building. And I couldn't get in, but I went to these windows right here. These chairs and these speakers and these lights, none of this was here. This was a warehouse. It didn't look anything like a church. But when I drove up on this property and I put my face up against those windows, I looked inside, and I'm telling you, that vision came so bright in my mind. I saw us in here just like this. I saw it. And you say, well, you have a vivid imagination. I didn't know what it was. All I know is here we are. And when you're taking steps of faith, when you're a leader, you want to get it right. You know, people are trusting you. They're giving money. They're praying. They're following you. You know, you don't want to mess up when you're a leader. I can tell you that. And you need that extra prompt from God, that communication from God. Yeah, this is what I have for you. This is good. You know, pursue it. Apply to the city. Make the offer. And so that gives us the strength. So God will give you those little prompts in life. And sometimes it'll be a vision. And a vision is a very biblical thing, by the way. In Acts chapter 9, verse 10, it says there was a follower of Jesus in Damascus named Ananias. And in a vision, the Lord spoke to him. Now remember I said there's three channels of the way they go. This time, God spoke to him through a vision. And he said, Ananias. And Ananias answered, here I am, Lord. And the story goes on that he was prompted to minister to a person who had just received Christ by the name of Saul that we would know as the Apostle Paul. And how did the Apostle Paul get saved? The Apostle Paul got saved by going down a road to Damascus. He was on his way to persecute Christians. And something happened to him, and Jesus came to him in a vision. You say, well, this sounds kind of wild. Paul the apostle gets saved by having a vision, and then God speaks to Ananias in a vision, and he puts these two together, and Paul the apostle is filled with the Holy Spirit and accepts his call to the ministry that came from a vision through a man that also had a vision. And he one day stood and sharing his testimony and how he met Christ, he said, when I received that vision, I obeyed it. The thing is, not is God speaking by vision, but are we receiving vision and are we obedient to the vision? Sometimes that's the question. Paul said, I'll be obedient to the vision that God gives me. Let God give you vision in your life. Be obedient to it in your life. Some of you are just like the Apostle Paul. You're listening to my voice right now, and you're not at all where God wants you to be. You're going down the wrong road. And God wants to encounter you because he loves you. He's got something far, far better for you. And just like he did with the Apostle Paul, he's got you in this building with this crazy preacher, Candace Tracy, right? And here you are, and God's talking to you about your life. And he's impressing you with some thought. He wants to redirect you, and he wants to guide you into his perfect will. Listen in your life for prophecy, for vision. And if Jesus is making a move on you, like, hey, I want you, be sure that you're obedient to that vision. Amen. Now, let me just say this. We'll be ending the service here in just a few minutes. In fact, the worship team, you guys can just come and get into position whenever you're comfortable. I do want to say this because a lot of people say, well, what about psychics? What about astrology? What about horoscopes? Can I just tell you, since God is quite a talker, since he's quite a communicator, you don't need all that junk. See, because that there may be some parts of that are hocus pocus and some parts that might even touch on what's real, but a spirit-filled Christian doesn't need to get involved in seances and Ouija boards and horoscopes. Why? Because it's an insult. You say, God is saying, what are you doing that for? I'll talk to you. I'm your heavenly father. I'll communicate to you. You know, you don't have to go to a devil woman. You don't have to go to a witch or a psychic or a necromancer or some crazy person to get information. God, the Holy Spirit, will speak to you. So draw near to him and listen for his voice. Here's the last piece. He speaks through prophecies, through visions, and what's the third one? Does anybody remember? Through dreams. How many of you have had a dream that you absolutely know helped your life and directed you and came from God? Just raise your hand. Many, many people. My wife dreams constantly and continually. I could tell you story after story of big moments in our lives, like when we bought a house or when we decided to follow Christ into ministry, where a dream just came and it really confirmed that direction at that much needed time. And do you know what I believe? Today, I'm going to pray with us to activate these three rivers in us. I'm going to pray. How many of you would like me to pray that God will increase in our lives more prophecies, more visions, and more dreams? Because if God is a communicator, then we need to get the wax out of our ears, and we need to get our eyes open, and we need to start experiencing this stuff in a beautiful way. He speaks through dreams. Look at Job 33, verse 14. For God speaks again and again through people. Excuse me, though people do not recognize it, he speaks how? In dreams. That's the Bible. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night. When deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds, he whispers in their ears. The Christmas story. Remember Joseph being warmed by God in a dream? Go to Egypt. See, God will help you. He'll guide you. And I'm not saying every dream you have is from the Lord. It could be pizza. I remember when I was painting houses for a living years and years ago, at night I would dream and I would just see my hand going up and down, up and down. Well, that wasn't a dream from God. It was just my mind kind of unwinding from, you know, the activity of the day or whatever. God will help you understand which dreams are of him and which are not.
But the point is, isn't it a beautiful opportunity for God? You're so quiet and submissive when you're asleep. You're so quiet because you're so busy the rest of the day, right? So God says, look, he's sitting still. He's in one place. Let me see if I can speak to him. Let me talk to him while he's quiet. Oh, Holy Spirit, I want you to speak to us in dreams. I want you to speak to us in prophecy. I want you to speak to us in visions. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, we've heard your word that in the last days you will pour out your Spirit, that it's real, Lord, that there will be prophecies and there will be visions and there will be dreams. How we long to experience the spiritual side of our lives, Lord. Thank you that you're not a silent God. You're not a silent friend. You're a communicator. I pray, Lord, that more and more in all of our lives, we will learn to hear your voice. Connect us to the right channels, Lord. We don't want to be spooky. We don't want to be weird. We just want to know you. We just want to experience you. We want to know your voice and how you talk. I pray for people in this room. I pray for people listening online. Wherever my voice is heard right now, I release people into the prophetic stream. I release our church into a deeper place of prophetic ministry. I release upon us the ability to hear God and share what God is saying, to be able to talk together about what God is communicating, and for that to be natural, just supernaturally natural. Lord, we'll be balanced and we'll be sane and we'll be careful to give you the glory, but we will hear your voice. Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes, the eyes of our spirit, to see things that we need to see. Open our ears, the ears of our spirit, to hear things. Holy Spirit, move deeply and strongly in us. I pray in Jesus' name. Just keep your heads bowed and let me talk to you here just for 30 seconds. If you're one of those people that's just heading down the wrong road, somehow you ended up in this service today. I believe that God stage managed that. I believe he was working to get you here because he loves you. And I believe God would like to communicate with you. I believe he'd like to connect and relate to you. The only way a person can have a relationship with God is through Christ. Our sins have separated us from him. And we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Every single one of us are sinners. We're born in sin and we need a Savior. Jesus is that Savior. His sacrifice, his death on the cross, released a way for all of us to know God. And he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead, proving that his message was true. And today you can know God through Christ. And if you're here today and you need a turnaround and you're just heading in the wrong direction, I want to pray for you. I want to pray that that would take place in your life, that you would come to know Christ in a special way. If you're here and if that applies to you, I would never embarrass you, but I'd at least like to know who I'm praying for. If that's you, would you lift your hand and say, that's me, Pastor. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You don't have to be shy. That's me. I need to come to Christ. Thank you, thank you. Keep your hand up just for another moment. There's four hands. There's five hands. There's six hands. I want to know Jesus. Some of you are here and you somehow got away from the Lord. You used to know him, but you don't know him anymore. You're not walking with God. Would you lift your hand? Just say, Pastor, pray for me. I need to rededicate my life to the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, you can put your hands down. Thank you. The Lord sees those hands and he's here. You know what? God loves you so much. He's got so many great things for you. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, I pray for my friends that have raised their hands today. I know that you're working in their life. You spoke to them today, and they want to respond. They want to say yes to Jesus. So, Lord, do that miracle in their lives. Save them, forgive them of their sins, put them on a totally different road. And I praise you because I know you're doing this through Christ. In Jesus' name. Now, everybody, just look right at me. Everybody, look right at me. Some of you raised your hands, others didn't. Some of you felt it and you wanted to raise your hand. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna say a prayer, and I want everyone to say it. If you've been saved for 50 years, or if you just raised your hand just now, everyone's gonna say this prayer. In a moment, we're gonna receive our tithes and offerings as we have some worship time, and we'll end the service in just a moment. But I'd like to ask, if you did lift your hand, that you would grab one of those cards that you heard about earlier in the service that said, my decision, I've decided. I love to hear when people have made a decision for Christ. So fill that card out, and when that offering comes by, just drop that card in. As well, if you're a new guest, if you're new in our church and we haven't met yet, and you just want to say, I'm new here, you heard about that card, drop that in the offering time. And when that comes by, and I want to say thank you to everybody that's giving. You know, that you're giving, you're helping create a strong church that reaches people, teaches people how to hear God and experience God. So thank you very much. There's a prayer on the screen right now, and I'm going to ask everybody to join me in saying this prayer. All right, can we do this? This will be our way of, now God's been talking, right? So we're going to talk back to Him. So this is our way of talking back to Him. Let's talk to God. Here we go. Father God, I praise you for the streams of the Holy Spirit. Because I trust Jesus and desire to follow Him as Lord and Savior, I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit and flood me, come on, with prophecies, visions, and dreams. Thank you for supernaturally directing my life. In Christ's name, amen. Now, there was about 13 people that raised their hands a few minutes ago. I think the rest of us ought to let them know that is awesome. That is amazing. Come on. Hallelujah. You guys, you've just started a supernatural experience with a God who loves you. Please fill that card out. Drop it in the offering. Pastor Nicole, let's worship the Lord for a few minutes. The ushers are going to come. They're going to serve you. Let your giving be a reflection of your heart of love for Jesus. Let your singing be a reflection of your heart of love for Him today. More of you, Lord. We want more of you. We surrender our lives, Lord. Just lift your hands and receive the blessing of the Holy Spirit. The God who created you loves you. He's blessing you right now. He's filling you with His Holy Spirit. He's activating deep inside you prophecy, visions, dreams, understanding, revelation, love, joy, peace. Lord, I bless your people with the mighty Holy Spirit. Let the grace and love of God fill our hearts this day. Through Christ we pray. And the people said, amen. It's been great for us to be together. I love it when we can be together. I love it when we can have time in God's presence and just experience His love and see each other and connect. And this is going to be a really special weekend. Don't forget, Saturday is our conference. Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, both services, if you can swing that, right? Apostle C in the first service, Eric Butler in the second, and save time Sunday night, because we're going to have a special service Sunday night. It's going to be powerful. If you want to know more about prophecy in particular, grab one of these. They're free. Just grab it on the way out. Don't forget to register for the conference to receive prophetic ministry. I love each and every one of you. Prayer team, would you come, please? And need a few elders and a few intercessors up here, a few pastors. If you need healing prayer, if you need a touch, please come. We're here to bless you. God bless you. I love you guys. Be blessed. You're dismissed.
We pray today's message ministered to you. If you want to accept Jesus into your life, we'd like to help you get started on your walk with Him. You may reach Gateway City Church at 408-281-7900. If we can help you in any way, please call today. One of our